WBDGFM HD1 Indianapolis.
The Giants knotted up 69-69 with South in Washington. 5 seconds out. Maria Goss makes a move. Banks it in. Off the backboard. 2 seconds left. Lady Giants now. 1 second left on the clock.
Off the mark. Rebound to Tyra Eli. She goes up for the layup. It's good, and she's fouled.
Takes the ball now on the left wing. Here's out to Banks. Banks lines up a three. It's good.
Steals the pass down court to Amber Johnson for the right-handed layup. Wide open. It's good.
To Fernandez for the last second shot. She hit. Shot. Here's to Fernandez from half court.
Fernandez top the key, back to the basket, now over left wing to Workman for three, it's good, and she hits the three,
she's
fouled. Then
we throw to Huber for three,
it's good, Huber hits the three-point shot, 48-46 to score, with 2.3 remaining in regulation.
Ben Davis Lady Giants Basketball is underwritten by Church's Chicken on West 10th Street and Build Your Future Indiana.
Decatur ties the score, Alex Kelly puts up a long three. And the Giants win the absolutely amazing ending to the game. Oh, baby.
Now we take you courtside with the WBDG Sports Crew.
Welcome to this web-only broadcast of Ben Davis Lady Giants basketball. Tonight, the Ben Davis Lady Giants are taking on the Avon Lady Orioles here. And if you're listening, this game obviously already occurred, so we had some issues that prevented us from doing a live broadcast. We don't like to do this where we issue web-only broadcasts, but we've done it in the past if there have been conflicts or things. So we're doing it again tonight. Tonight's game should be a great one. The Lady Giants coming in at 12-6 on the season, just coming off a loss to Pike, 74-53. They have three games left on the schedule after tonight's matchup with the Avon Orioles, who are 12-7 this season. They've already done something that they haven't been able to do since 2007-2008, and that is they've clinched a winning season, which is really great for first-year coach Corey West. They do it really with two very good players for the Lady Orioles. It's Zakiya Rashid is one of the players, and also Brooklyn Haley Nichols, pardon me, is the other. Zakiya averaging 13.5 points per game as just a freshman. And also Nichols, a sophomore, averaging 13.7 and 8.6 rebounds per game. So there's a lot of buzz around what this Avon Lady Oriole team might be as they continue. But they're good right now at 12-7. Lady Giants, of course, coming in off that tough loss to the Lady Red Devils of Pike. And we'll see if they can recover here tonight against Avon, because man, the schedule's tough with two of their last three games against elite-level teams coming up, and then a very, very good Avon team and Franklin Central, who always seems to bother the Lady Giants, also left on senior night. So that's a look at this game, Lady Giants and the Lady Orioles. They'll be getting set to go here in just a few minutes, and we will bring you that game here on Audio Boom on WBDG Giant 90.9. This broadcast presented, by the way, by our good friends over at Church's Chicken on West 10th Street. I'd like to thank them for all of their support this season, and also Build Your Future Indiana. Thank you to both of them bringing you this broadcast tonight. Lady Giants, Lady Orioles, don't go anywhere.
This WBDG sports broadcast is made possible by Build Your Future Indiana. 2 million skilled construction jobs are in demand nationwide. This increased demand means job security for those who are certified to work in construction, and 20% of the workforce will retire in the next 5 years. Starting wages for craft professionals range from $17 to $30 per hour. To find out how to go pro in construction, visit indiana.byf.org. indiana.byf.org.
WBDG thanks Church's Chicken, 7224 West 10th Street, for its support of this WBDG sports broadcast. Church's Chicken is open from 10:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. daily. Church's offers a variety of chicken, fish, wings, and side dishes, as well as snacks, finger foods, and honey butter biscuits. Church's Chicken can be reached at 317-644-0574. WBDG thanks Church's Chicken for its support of this sports broadcast.
Welcome back to Andy Moore Gymnasium, where tonight the Ben Davis Giants are taking on the Avon Lady Orioles. Should be a great game tonight between these two teams. The Giants coming in at 12-6. The Orioles coming in at 12-7 on the season. Let's take a look at your starting lineups for this evening. Let's begin with the home team, the Avon Lady Orioles. Starting for them is Brooke Shelton. Zakiya Rashid, who we mentioned earlier, averaging 13.5 points a game for the Lady Orioles. Alex Richard getting the start. Also Molly Watson and Kelsey Dishman. That is, Haley Nichols, 13.7 points per game for her. Lady Giants going with Sherelle Newsom, Ania Clark at the guards, Kira Goss, Ambria Winsey, and Janaya Petty getting the start tonight instead of Bethany Blow. We do not see Bethany down on the bench, so assuming she may have the flu bug tonight or something going on with her, but she is not here tonight. We didn't get a chance to discuss with Coach Brad Dickinson before the game, so we're underway as the Orioles win the tip. With the basketball on the far side, it is Dishman, who is in the starting lineup. Over to Shelton now. Back top of the key to Rashid. Back outside now to Shelton. Shelton looks inside for Dishman, who puts it up. No good. Giants pull the rebound out of there as Ambria Winsey has it now. Has trouble controlling it. Finally gets it back under control over to Nia Clark. Clark down at the top of the key. Comes over near side to Sherelle Newsom. As the Giants are moving from left to right on your radio dial. Off to Nia Clark, back to Kira Goss now. Goss will work it back to the top of the key in the jump circle. Passes now over to Newsom on the left side of the court on the wing. Newsom now back top of the key to Goss. Goss is going to drive. Kick it back out to Newsom in the left corner. Top of the key back to Nia Clark. Avon doing a nice job early here with the 2-3 zone defense against the Lady Giants. They'll get it to Winsey. Back outside to Goss for three. It's no good. Kira gets her own rebound. Comes back in as it blocked away there. But Nia Clark gets the carom, puts it up and in for three. So the Giants are on top now, 3-0. And they will go full court with the pressure, and they get a turnover. Giants down low, inside to Nia Clark, up and in for two, and Nia has the first five for the Lady Giants. They lead 5-0 here in Andy Moore Gymnasium at Avon High School. Nichols will bring it up court, having trouble again against this Giants pressure. Janaya Petty doing a nice job, and the Lady Orioles are going to have to take a timeout. So that will be a 30-second timeout for Avon. And the Lady Orioles now trailing in this one 5-0. The Giants off to a great start. Let's take a look at that starting lineup. I think I missed one player. Apologize for that. I just put the mark on the wrong player. Dishman did get the start with Nichols, Richard, Rashid, and Shelton. That's the starting five for the Lady Orioles. The Giants now, as they work through that 30-second timeout, 5-0 your score here on Lady Giants basketball on Audio Boom tonight. And usually on WBDG, but mentioned in the pregame, had some difficulties tonight. So we're doing the game on Audio Boom and posting it there. Anyway, back underway now as Rashid comes down, has the ball stolen away by Winsey. Winsey's going to drive in, put up the shot, and knock it down. Ambria Winsey with 2 points. Giants leading 7-0, and they go full court again. Avon having trouble against that press. Giants get the actually quickly down court with Shelton. She was actually underneath the basket, but Winsey blocks it away. Ball knocked out of bounds, and Avon will inbound underneath their own basket with Shelton. Shelton gets the ball in on the outside to Richard. Richard comes back top of the key to Zakiya Rashid. Rashid misses the shot. Giants get the rebound as Newsom will bring it up court. Newsom with it now. Off top of the key to Goss. Goss around to Nia Clark. Looking around, they find in the lane, go to Kira Goss. Outside to Newsom for three. It is no good. The rebound taken away by Avon as the Orioles bring it up court. Rashid fires up the shot, misses that one long. Rebound Janaya Petty for the Lady Giants as they will bring it up over to Newsom now in the corner. Newsom will have to back it out. Throws it cross court to Nia Clark for three, and she missed the shot. Rebound tipped around, controlled by Goss. And now we have a fight for it on the floor. It'll be a jump ball possession. Arrow points to Ben Davis. The Lady Giants on the attack here. They have the lead right now, 7-0, 5:16 to play here in this first quarter of action here on Audio Boom on Giant 90.9. Winsey's shot is short, gets her own rebound, puts it back up and short again. Janiyah Petty fights for it, and this ball tipped out of bounds by the Lady Giants. So it will be Avon's basketball. 5:08 remaining here. First quarter of action, Lady Giants 7, Lady Orioles nothing here. So the Giants going about 3 minutes so far, not allowing a point, and Avon having all sorts of trouble with this Lady Giants defense here. Full court pressure by Ben Davis giving them trouble. Now they're very close to a 5-second call. They have to get it across. That's a 10-second, but the Giants get the steal. As Winsey brings it down, misses the shot, and we're going to see Embria Winsey go to the line to shoot two. We'll see who the foul will be on for Avon. Foul is going to be whistled against Dishman, and that is Dishman's first foul. Lady Giants leading 7-0 as Embria Winsey steps to the line for the Lady Giants. Winsey now at the line, looking over the free throw here. Embria on the season is a 40% free throw shooter, and she missed the first one. 4:54 now to play here in this first quarter of action. We've gone 3 minutes and 6 seconds, and no points on the board for the Lady Orioles as of yet, as Janiyah Petty comes out of lineup. Jada Coleman into the game, and now we see Bethany Blow in street clothes on the bench. So she is down there. Free throw up. Second one is good for Embria Winsey, her third point of the evening. And Embria will come out in favor of Dejanay Walker. 8-0 the scores. Lady Giants lead with 4:54 remaining here in the first quarter of action. Avon again trying to break this Ben Davis pressure. And Nichols having trouble. Off to Rashid. Rashid's going to drive in. Kicks it back out to a new player into the lineup for Avon. And the Giants able to get the steal as Newsom takes it away from her. Newsom taking it away from Kendrick, India Kendrick. Back around to Clark for two, and she missed the shot. Rebound tipped out of bounds to the Ben Davis by Avon. So that new player in the game for the Orioles is India Kendrick. So Kendrick enters, and the Lady Giants have the basketball. Underneath, it's Goss. Goss puts it up, knocks down the shot. She'll go to the line to shoot one. So Giants off to a spectacular start. They lead 10-0 here in this one. 4:23 to play in the first quarter. And Goss will go to the line to complete the three-point play. Foul is whistled on Avon against Richard. That is her first. So Goss at the line for Ben Davis. Goss puts it in the air. It's up, and the shot is no good. Giants try to chase down the rebound, but Avon does, as Rashid will bring it up court for the Lady Orioles. Rashid with it now, dribbling around, guarded by Nia Clark. She'll drive all the way in, misses the shot, but she was fouled, and both two officials have it. Should mention tonight, the lead official who's making the call right now is P.J. Pitts. And you're like, John, why are you saying this? What is this useless knowledge to me? Well, he officiated the 2009 state championship game between Ben Davis and South Bend Washington, which, of course, turned out to be the national championship game as the Lady Giants won that game and defeated South Bend Washington. And, it was a great time for the Lady Giants. But Avon finally on the board. It's now 10-2 with 4:06 to play here as Rashid knocked down both free throws. Giants with it now, top of the key. It's Goss with it. Goss kicks it back around to Coleman, who drives the baseline. Over to Goss now. Goss now dribbling around, looking for Nia Clark. Hands it to her on the wing. Nia Clark in all sorts of trouble, and Rashid pulls down the steal. She'll drive out of there, but a nice play from behind by Nia Clark. Tips it out of there right to Dejanay Walker. Now there's a fight for it on the floor. Ball goes out of bounds. It was last touched by Kira Goss and the Giants, so Avon will retain possession. A bit of sloppy play there by both squads. 10-2 right now your score as some new players into the lineup for both teams. And we'll get those subs as play-by-play continues here. Richard set to inbound for Avon. Richard now getting it in to Castro. Castro looking down low for Nichols and has it taken away by Winsey. Embria Winsey brings it up the left side of the floor on the wing, kicks it in the corner to Walker, who shuffled the feet and traveled. 3:20 to play left in the first quarter. 10-2 is your score. The Giants with the advantage here. Still early in this contest. Both these teams with 12 victories on the season. The Giants 12-6. Avon 12-7 on the year. Avon, however, having lost two of their last three. Now we have a whistle and a travel in backcourt as Genesis Castro shuffled her feet. And the Giants will take over on the steal. And we're going to have the ball at half court now for the Lady Giants as Darian Royston was one of those players who came in just a few moments ago. So it'll be Nia Clark to inbound right in front of the Avon bench, which is the far bench where we're sitting here. At Avon, we're kind of perched high above courtside up in the corner. Royston will fire up a three. It's off the rim. Rebound to Avon, and the Orioles' Richard pulls it down off to Nichols now. Nichols double-teamed. Has it stolen away by Royston. Royston ahead to Winsey. Puts it up. Blocked from behind. A great block by Castro. Now Avon struggling to get the ball up court. They finally do. Get it over to Nichols. Nichols crossed the timeline. Tried to throw the ball over to Castro, and it looked like Castro tipped the ball, but the official's going to award it to Avon as Coach Brad Dickinson and the official have a jovial conversation. They're both laughing, so that's good to see. Not normally what you see when a coach is disputing a call, but we all know Coach Dickinson. Richard set to inbound the play here from the near sideline, front of the Ben Davis bench. Over into the hands of Castro. Castro dribbles around, having all sorts of trouble. Gets the ball into Freeman. Freeman now finding Richard down low. And we've got a foul upcoming here by Ben Davis. We'll see who it's on. There is no shot. P.J. Pitts with the call here. I believe the foul's going to go against Royston. That is Darian Royston's first personal of the evening. 10-2, your score. Lady Giants with the lead over the Avon Lady Orioles as Rashid will get the ball inbounded back to Kendrick. Kendrick with it, comes back top of the key to Rashid. Rashid's going to try to drive. She's double-teamed, looks down low inside to Richard, who puts it up. No good. The rebound tipped to Freeman, and now back outside they'll go to Rashid. So the offensive glass there. Avon hits it, trying to go down low to Richard. Nice around the back pass there by Richard, but Freeman couldn't control it. Jump ball situation, and the Giants do a nice job, but Avon retains possession on the alternating possession. 2:13 to play in the first quarter. 10-2 is your score. The Avon Lady Orioles trailing the Ben Davis Giants right now by 8 points. And here is the inbound play for Avon. Gino now into the lineup for the Lady Orioles. Over to Rashid. Ball tipped away and controlled by Winsey, but it was tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Avon. So Lady Orioles turn the ball over. Lady Giants will have it. 10-2 is the score with 2:04 to play here in the first quarter. And Goss will be set to inbound from the far sideline. She does get it in to Newsom. Newsom now with the basketball. Newsom having some trouble, nearly goes over and back. Ball was tipped, however. Newsom around, looks down low, inside, shots missed. Goss gets the rebound. It's no good. Winsey comes away with it. And now they'll go to the floor and another jump ball. This possession error belonging to Avon. And so the Orioles, hey, that should be Ben Davis. Should be their possession, and they do get that correct. The Orioles got the last one on the alternating possession. 10-2, still your score with 1:42 now to play here in the first quarter. Giants set to inbound, far sideline, right on the wing, and they get it in to Newsom. Newsom off to Royston now, top of the key. Royston comes back to Sherelle Newsom on the wing. Newsom will back it out into the jump circle. She beats her defender, looks down low for Janaya Petty, comes back outside to Royston, who traveled. Darian Royston shuffled the feet, and both teams now kind of practicing the old line change as Coach Corey West of Avon brings in five new players. So we'll get them as play-by-play continues here with 1:27 to play in the first quarter. Giants with the 10-2 advantage and now a steal as Winsey was able to steal the inbound, but she stepped on the baseline, so it will be Avon ball. But still a very nice play there by Embria Winsey. Giants have been very good defensively, and Avon's really struggling to get the ball up the floor. They have not hit a field goal. In fact, right now, the only points they have are Rasheed's two free throws. And a defender falls down on Rasheed. She makes a nice, easy pass inside for Freeman. And there is the first field goal of the night for the Lady Orioles. Cuts the lead to 6 with 1:10 to play now here in the first quarter. 10-4 is your score. Ben Davis with it now. Royston comes back out to Petty. Back around top to Kitty Goss. Ball stolen away. Rasheed with it now. Rasheed dribbles into a double team, but it's kind of a rope-a-dope. She gets it back to Gino. Gino, bad pass. Giants with the steal. Newsom brings it up court. Stops and pops and gets the roll. Sherelle Newsom with 2 points, and the Giants take a 12-4 lead. It's an 8-point advantage. Freeman having trouble controlling the pass inside, and she knocked it out of bounds. So the Giants get the turnover here with 39 seconds to play in the first quarter, and Nia Clark set to check back in for Ben Davis. And we have 3 new players now for Avon. Nope, 4 new players make it. It's going to be a crazy night for the scorekeeper. I don't even think he's stopping them as they come up to check in. Anyway, Nia Clark set to inbound. She gets it into Winsey. Around to Kira Goss, who brings it up court. Goss is going to drive all the way in, and she was fouled. That one is going to be whistled against Dishman. Should be her second, but we'll see who it's on. Nope, they're going to make that. They're going to put that on Gino. Gino, that is her first. Dishman was in the area. So Coach Lentz wanting an explanation for that one, but that's the way they're going to go. Now we have another foul underneath as the Giants got the ball inbounded. This one is going to go on Rasheed. Prophet, Savannah Prophet, former Ben Davis Lady Giant herself. She's into the game, and she gets the foul here. So at the line for the Lady Giants will be Ambria Winsey. Winsey puts the first one in the air. It is no good. Second one coming for her. Winsey at 40%, as we said, on the season. And once again, 5 new players in for Avon. They are not being shy with substitutions here for Coach Corey West. Winsey has one more free throw coming here. So, Ambria Winsey at the line. Missed the first. Makes the second for the Lady Giants. And you're going to hear a lot of buzzers tonight. Giants with a sub as Dejanay Walker comes in. 30.1 seconds remaining here in this first quarter of action. Ben Davis leading 13-4 over Avon. Lady Orioles struggling here in the early going. Just 1 field goal so far in the contest as Richard tries to bring it up against the Giants double team. She does get the ball up. Kendrick now with it. Kendrick dribbling over to the right side. Now back between the circles, looking down low. She will find Richard. Back outside they go now to Dishman. Dishman loses the handle momentarily. Back around, and this ball's thrown away. They're going to award it, though, to Avon. So, again, bit of a bad luck there by the Ben Davis Lady Giants as the end of the first quarter. 13-4 is your score. We'll bring it back for second quarter action. Lady Giants leading by 9 on the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
WBDG thanks Church's Chicken, 7224 West 10th Street, for its support of this WBDG sports broadcast. Church's Chicken is open from 10:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. daily. Church's offers a variety of chicken, fish, wings, and side dishes, as well as snacks, finger foods, and honey butter biscuits. Church's Chicken can be reached at 317-644-0574. WBDG thanks Church's Chicken for its support of this sports broadcast.
This WBDG sports broadcast is made possible by Build Your Future Indiana. 2 million skilled construction jobs are in demand nationwide. This increased demand means job security for those who are certified to work in construction, and 20% of the workforce will retire in the next 5 years. Starting wages for craft professionals range from $17 to $30 per hour. To find out how to go pro in construction, visit indiana.byf.org. indiana.byf.org.
We're back now here at Avon High School. Ben Davis leading the Avon Lady Orioles 13-4, 8 minutes on the clock before the half. And that first quarter, Lady Giants doing it with defense. 5 points for Nia Clark to lead the way. Five also for Ambria Winsey, and 2 points for Goss. That's the way the Giants got their points. Just 4 on the board for Avon. And the Giants get the shot in there as Newsom knocks it down. Giants now come back. They get a steal, and Winsey steals it away, and she puts it through the hoop for her 7 point. 17-4, your score now, with 7:32 now to play here in this first half of action. Avon able to get a steal and get a foul. So we'll see who the foul is going to be whistled against here on Ben Davis. We'll see. Foul goes against. It goes against Newsom. Nope, check that. Ambria Winsey will get that foul. That is just the third against Lady Giants here tonight. They lead 17-4 in this contest with 7:25 now to play here in the second quarter. And another steal for the Lady Giants. Nearly a steal as they got the ball tipped away. It was knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Ben Davis. Avon on the baseline. Underneath the Ben Davis basket as the Giants nearly get another steal on the inbound. They're playing great basketball right now. Avon struggling here. A big time screen as Nia Clark gets leveled. Let's see who that foul was on. I can't believe they call that on Nia Clark. Wow, they're going to call that on Nia Clark. That was a moving screen, but Nia Clark gets called for that foul. She got absolutely leveled by a moving screen, and they don't get the benefit of the call. That, my friends, is interesting. Anyway, we're going to see Avon with the ball, and that is definitely a foul against Ambria Winsey, her second. So Giants now in this one with the 17-4 lead. They now have their fifth foul on the board with 7:08 to play here in the first half. Ben Davis with that nice advantage as Winsey comes out in favor of Janiyah Petty. So Avon set to inbound on the far side with Francis. Francis gets the ball inbounded to Kendrick now. Kendrick will bring it up court. Some heavy pressure from Kira Goss as Kendrick picks up her dribble. She passes it now back around to Francis. Looking over to Gino, who cross-court passes it over to Francis now. Francis back top of the key to Kendrick. Over to Gino. Gino looks inside, finds Nichols, and we have a jump ball. Possession arrow to Ben Davis. Lady Giants, again, another great defensive play there. Tying up Nichols and getting the benefit of the possession arrow. They lead it 17-4. 6:43 here to play in the first half. As now Nichols will come out of the lineup. Placed by Freeman as Sherelle Newsom having trouble getting it in. She does get it into Goss. Goss will run it up the floor, crosses the timeline quickly. Goss moves over to the corner. Finds Nia Clark for three. It's no good. Rebound away to Avon, and that was Francis that picks it up. Francis pushes it quickly ahead to Kendrick. Back around to Francis, looking inside for Freeman, and Freeman again struggling to control the pass, knocks it out of bounds. Lady Giants have the possession. 17-4. 6:22 now to play here in the first half of action. Ben Davis to inbound underneath the Avon basket. They do get it in to Goss. Goss again is going to try to beat the pressure. She runs her way up floor. A little bit out of control, but she's able to control it enough to get it to Newsom, who fires the three and knocks it down. Sherelle Newsom with the three-pointer makes it 20-4 now with 6:06 to play here in this first half of action. And now the Giants, again, are going to get whistled for a foul. That is the sixth foul against Ben Davis. This one going against Jada Coleman. That is her first. So Coleman with the foul. Lady Giants have to play some defense here. They've done a great job so far. They lead it 20-4, 6:03 to play here in the first half. And Avon continues with the substitution train as now Richard returns, replacing Gino. So Kendrick to inbound, far side of the court, right on the wing. She does get it in to Rashid. Rashid's going to drive in and threw up a prayer, and it was not answered. Newsom comes away with the carom. Off to Nia Clark. Clark had to save it. Finds Janiyah Petty. Petty goes back up, and she'll be fouled. Pretty physical play inside. Lady Giants doing the job, though, right now as Janiyah Petty will go to the line. Foul whistled against Avon. That's going to be on Richard. That is her number two against her. So that'll put Janiyah Petty at the line for Ben Davis. Petty looking for her first 2 points of the night. Drains the first one. Makes it 21-4 now. Again, Avon, just 4 points, and we've played, well, over 10 minutes of this contest. 10 minutes and 12 seconds. Giants with some substitutions here as we'll get Walker back into the lineup. Also, Darian Royston comes back in. Once again, without the services of Bethany Blow tonight as Petty makes the second one. Lady Giants extend that lead to 22-4 right now. And some nice play there by Avon as they break down the Lady Giants defense and get a two-point shot by Freeman, her fourth point of the evening as the Giants come back on the attack. They now lead 22-6. Royston over in the left corner comes back top of the key now to Clark. Clark is between the jump circles. Clark looking around, guarded by Kendrick. It's a screen from Petty. Goes to the elbow, fires the jumper, good. Mia Clark, 7 points for her. Giants lead 24-6 in this one. Avon trying again to break that pressure. They do as Freeman gets an easy bucket. That's her fourth point of the quarter, and now they've doubled their first quarter total. It's 24-8. Lady Giants with that lead. Newsom in trouble in the corner. Bounce passes out of there to Petty. Petty lost the handle, gets it back, comes back out to Walker for three. It's short. And the rebound away to Avon. I think we're going to get a foul here on Janiyah Petty. So we'll see. P.J. Pitts making the call. It is on Janiyah Petty. That is her first. Avon again with substitutions. As it appears, Dishman is going to come in replacing Kendrick. So free throws coming here for Avon as they now reach the bonus. At the line is Richard. Richard bounces the ball, puts it in the air, and makes the first. So Avon now with 9 on the board. 24-9 is your score. The Lady Giants with that lead by 15. Second one coming here in the air, and good. That'll trim the lead to 13 now. As Avon makes both free throws, Richards does a nice job. 24-10 your score. Lady Giants on the attack. Newsom runs it up court, gets it over to Walker. Walker's going to drive, knocks it off her own knee, gets the recovery, and we have a jump ball, or what do we have? Yeah, jump ball possession arrow points to Avon, and Coach Joe Lentz wants a timeout. 30-second timeout for Coach Lentz. Giants leading 24-10 with 4:32 to play here. So we'll pause, and we'll be right back with more play-by-play action.
WBDG thanks Church's Chicken, 7224 West 10th Street, for its support of this WBDG sports broadcast. Church's Chicken is open from 10:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. daily. Church's offers a variety of chicken, fish, wings, and side dishes, as well as snacks, finger foods, and honey butter biscuits. Church's Chicken can be reached at 317-644-0574. WBDG thanks Church's Chicken for its support of this sports broadcast.
This WBDG sports broadcast is made possible by Build Your Future Indiana. 2 million skilled construction jobs are in demand nationwide. This increased demand means job security for those who are certified to work in construction, and 20% of the workforce will retire in the next 5 years. Starting wages for craft professionals range from $17 to $30 per hour. To find out how to go pro in construction, visit indiana.byf.org. indiana.byf.org.
Back at Avon High School, the Andy Moore Gymnasium, as the Ben Davis Lady Giants have a huge 24-10 lead right now on Avon. And Avon will inbound. They get the ball inbounded. Giants nearly get the steal as Rashid comes out of there with it. Back around, they'll go to Richard. Down low, and Richard puts it up and in for two off the assist from Dishman. She has 4 points now, and that lead goes back to 12. It's 24-12. Giants have the basketball. Dejanay Walker with it. Nice screen from Janiyah Petty. Walker at the top of the key finds Royston. Good three-pointer on the way for Royston. It's no good. Nia Clark gets the rebound. Nia Clark's going to drive the baseline. Drives in, missed the shot. Petty tips the rebound to Royston. Her shot's no good. Petty able to get the rebound again, and now a jump ball. Possession to Ben Davis. Giants hitting that offensive glass as Goss and also Coleman will come back in for Ben Davis. Janiah Petty and Sherelle Newsom coming out of the lineup. 3:48 to go in the second quarter. Lady Giants with the 24-12 lead here as it appears, yeah, Walker gets the ball inbounded to Goss. Goss looks down low. They find Coleman, who drove in, and she's fouled. So Coleman will go to the line to shoot two. We'll see what the call is. Foul's going against Richard. I have that as her third, and the board does too. That's not good news for Avon, as Richard has three fouls. Coleman at the line for Ben Davis. Puts the first in the air. Good. Jada Coleman knocks it down. She'll have one more coming. Something the Giants, we were noticing earlier, looking at the stats, something the Giants have done not so well this year. They put their opponents on the line a lot. Coleman missed the second. Avon back the other way quickly. Now we have a whistle and a foul going the other way. And that is number two on Dishman, or number one. We'll see. Foul goes against Dishman. That is her second. So the Giants will shoot the bonus the rest of the way. I think Walker will be at the line, but we'll see. Maybe Goss. It's going to be Kira Goss at the line as Nichols comes back in for Avon. Giants with the lead, 25-12 right now. 3.5 to play here in the first half. At the line for the Lady Giants is Kira Goss. Goss dribbles, puts it in the air, drains the first one. So Goss with her third point of the night. Second one coming for her. Dribbles, spins the ball, puts it in the air, and good on the second. So Goss with 4 points now. Lady Giants leading 27-12. It's a 15-point lead as Nichols breaks down the defense, drives all the way in, and has her first 2 points of the contest to cut it to 13. 27-14. 3:13 to play now in the second quarter. Ben Davis with it. Goss is going to drive in. Kick it back out to Nia Clark. Wide open for three. You just can't leave Nia Clark alone. Her 10th point of the night. 30-14. Giants with the lead over Avon. 2:57 to play in the second quarter. As that's Rashid with the basketball. Gets it off now to Freeman on the wing. Comes back across the court over to Dishman for three, and it's no good. Freeman chases down the rebound around to Rashid. Rashid kicks it back outside to Genesis Castro. Castro's shot is no good. Nia Clark chases down the rebound with 2.5 to play here in the first half. Nia whispers something to Kira Goss. Goss fires up a three, and she drains it. So the Lady Giants all over Avon right now, 33-14. They don't get back on defense, though, and Nichols knocks down the two-pointer. Easy for her, and now Ben Davis comes back on the attack. 33-16, your score. Nia Clark behind her back. Goes back around to Coleman on the baseline. Drives baseline right in. She has it swatted away. Avon on the attack. Three-pointer on the way for Rashid. It's no good. Richard skies for the rebound. Back outside to Richard for three, and Rashid, rather, for three. And she knocks it in, her fifth point of the night. 33-19, your score with 1:44 to play in the first half. Kira Goss bringing it up court. Goss dribbling against Rashid. It's it over to Coleman. Coleman traveled, but no call. Drives in, knocks down the shot. 3 points for her, 35-19, your score as Giants get beat again defensively. Defense has not been good. However, Dishman missed the shot. Rashid gets the rebound back around to Freeman, who puts it up and in for two. It's kind of a back-and-forth game, but Avon dug themselves a big hole early. 35-21, your score. Lady Giants with that advantage here with 1 minute now to play in the half. 106 to play in the half, to be exact. Goss left alone, drives in, banks it in. Kira Goss with 2 points. 56 seconds now to play. 37-21, Lady Giants leading the Avon Lady Orioles. And a steal on the inbound. Darian Royston tips it over to Walker. Walker's in all sorts of trouble. And she gets called for a three-second violation, which probably was the right call because she was in trouble underneath the basket. And, yeah, just can't do that. So the Giants get us a substitution. Actually, Nichols will sub in for Avon. Royston's going to come out, and Petty's back in for Ben Davis. 45 seconds to play in the half. Giants leading 37-21. And now the Giants full court pressure against Avon. Avon's finally figuring out how to beat it. And we're going to get a foul high against one of the Lady Giants. I think it's going to be Walker with this one, and it is. So Dejane Walker picks up the personal. 37-21, 36 4/10 remaining as Rashid will step to the line. Gino returning into the game. Angel Gino. We'll put her on the all-name team for this year as Freeman comes out. Replaced in there by Francis. Shot is no good for Rashid. Misses the free throw. Giants on the attack. Nia Clark has it. Clark at the top of the key. Clark looks around, finds Petty, comes back outside to Newsom. 22 seconds to play in the half. Newsom with it, backs it out. Newsom between the jump circles now, in the jump circle. Newsom has a nice screen there by Petty, and Newsom was nearly fouled. She fell to the floor. Ball tipped out of bounds by Rashid. 9.5 seconds to play here. First half of action, 37-21. Lady Giants with that advantage. As Newsom will inbound near side, gets the ball in to Goss. 7 seconds now. Goss with it. Goss is going to drive. Gets it out to Petty in the corner to Newsom. 2 seconds. Giants aren't going to get a shot off. So a bit disappointing there for Coach Lentz, but take heart, Coach. You're up by 16 at the half, 37-21. It's going to do it for first half of action. We'll be back with second half action right after this.
This WBDG sports broadcast is made possible by Build Your Future Indiana. 2 million skilled construction jobs are in demand nationwide. This increased demand means job security for those who are certified to work in construction, and 20% of the workforce will retire in the next 5 years. Starting wages for craft professionals range from $17 to $30 per hour. To find out how to go pro in construction, visit indiana.byf.org. indiana.byf.org.
WBDG thanks Church's Chicken, 7224 West 10th Street, for its support of this WBDG sports broadcast. Church's Chicken is open from 10:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. daily. Church's offers a variety of chicken, fish, wings, and side dishes, as well as snacks, finger foods, and honey butter biscuits. Church's Chicken can be reached at 317-644-0574. WBDG thanks Church's Chicken for its support of this sports broadcast.
Welcome back to the Andy Moore Gymnasium here, formerly the O-Rena at Avon High School. John Easter with you here tonight on Audio Boom, not on Giant 90.9. I'd like to thank our underwriters for the season, Church's Chicken on West 10th Street. We'd also like to thank Build Your Future Indiana. Thank you very much. They've been with us all season long. 37-21, your halftime score. The Lady Giants all over Avon, scoring 24 points in the second quarter alone. Avon scored 17, but they really dug themselves a hole. It was 13-4, and the Giants really did a nice job defensively. Looking at your scoring, 10 points leading the way for Nia Clark, 9 points tonight for Kira Goss, 6 for Embria Winsey, 7 for Newsom, and 2 for Janiyah Petty. For Avon, the leading scorer is Freeman with 8 points, 2 points for Nichols, 4 points for Richard, and 5 for Rashid. That's the way we look at halftime here. 37-21 your score. So we're just about set to go for the second half here this evening at Avon High School. Of course, you'll be listening to this on Friday as we upload this. So don't forget tonight to check out 90.9 FM. You can also catch us on TuneIn or over on the Next Radio app as the Ben Davis Giants boys basketball team travels to Center Grove tonight. That is a 7:30 start. I'll be on the call with David Cupp, former coach and Ben Davis assistant coach, also head coach here at one point for the Lady Orioles of Avon, also head coach at Decatur Central. He'll be joining me tonight. He's now out of coaching, doing other things. We'll catch up with him as we start the second half here at Avon High School. The Orioles now on the attack. They'll be moving left to right on your radio dials. Nichols looks down low, finds Richard inside, who missed the shot. Pardon me, that was Dishman missed the shot. And the ball tipped out of bounds. It will be Ben Davis basketball. 37-21 with 7:45 to play in the third quarter as Goss gets the ball. As Avon tries to extend their defense now against Ben Davis, they're trying to trap. Ben Davis gets out of it rather easily, and that leaves Nia Clark wide open for three. It's no good. The rebound, Nichols. Nichols, who averages 8 rebounds a game. It's a ball up to Dishman for three, and this one is off the mark. Goes over the backboard, so both teams come up empty on their first possessions. Avon on their first two, Ben Davis on their first one. 7:23 to play in the third quarter. Lady Giants 37-21 leaders here. They get the ball inbounded to Nia Clark. Clark comes back cross court to Newsom. Oh, that was nearly over and back, but Clark able to recover before it goes over. Goss down low at the free throw line, kicks it back out to Clark. Clark dribbles around, gives it back to Goss, who'll drive the baseline, puts up the shot. It's no good. And we have a whistle and a foul. I think they're going to get Ambria Winsey for this foul. If so, that's number 3 on Ambria. And that foul was 84 feet away from the basket. Check that. It's just 2 on Winsey. 2 fouls on Ambria Winsey. I was foul happy and gave her 1 too many. Actually, I gave Alexa Smith a foul, and she's not even in the game. So who knows? That's the perils of doing a game by yourself as Nichols brings it up court, guarded by Petty. Nichols gets around Janaya, drives in. Kira Goss gets called for the block. She tried to take a charge on Nichols, but Nichols counts, knocks the basket through. She'll shoot one. Kira did a really nice job, just could not get set. And they do give Nichols the basket and the foul. So Nichols at the line to shoot one. We have a hold up here is going to allow Winsey to come down and take a position along the lane. She'll have the shooter. As Nichols puts it in the air, drains it. So she gets the three-point play. Good start for Avon. They trail by 13, 37-24. As Goss drives all the way in, she's fouled. I believe Richard's going to get that foul. If that is on Richard, that's 4. And that is Richard's 4th foul. So Kira Goss going back to the line for Ben Davis. She has 9 points, one of her better games of the season. Spins the ball, puts it in the air, and gets missed it, actually. As we'll see coming out of the lineup, Freeman into the lineup. Richard will come out. So Goss has one more shot. Kira Goss dribbling the ball, spins it, puts it in the air, and gets it through. So nicely done there for Kira. That gives her double-figure points for the night. She has 10 as Avon struggles to bring it up the court. Kira Goss gets the steal. Goss now in the jump circle, dribbles around. Nice screen from Winsey. Going to come back around top of the key. Winsey fires a long 2. She missed it. Rebound fought for, controlled by Dishman of Avon. Giants knock it out of bounds. But it will be Avon's basketball. 38-24, your score. 6:17 now to play here in this third quarter of action. Nichols set to inbound. Nichols looking around, gets the ball inbounded to Rasheed. Back to Nichols. Nichols all alone drives in. Goss able to force a turnover. Janaya Petty picks up the loose ball. Now Rasheed tries to force a turnover, but Winsey able to pick it up. Off to Goss. Goss for 2. And it's off. Rebound to Nichols. Off to Rasheed, bringing it up the court. Left side. Drives in, stops at the free throw line. Thought about the shot. Tried to pass it down low. Winsey gets the steal. Back to Nia Clark. Down the other way. Clark puts it up. She missed it. 2 shots coming for Nia Clark. So Nia Clark, her first opportunities from the line tonight. She was the leading scorer in the first half. Shooting 2 here. Foul whistled against Dishman, her 3rd. Clark's first one is no good. Nia Clark on the season, 85%. Really kind of rare to see that. Has one more coming as Coleman will come in. replacing Winsey, and DeJounay Walker in replacing Petty. Also into the game will be Kendrick checking in for Avon, replacing Dishman. Second one up and good for Nia Clark. She has 11 now. Lady Giants 39-24 leaders here in this one. 5:42 to play in the third quarter. Rashid brings it up court. Now there's a scrum on the floor. Jump ball, possession arrow to Ben Davis. So the Giants will take over on the possession here. 5:35 to play. Third quarter of action. Lady Giants 39, Avon 24. Nia Clark will inbound near side. Clark, 5 second counts on. She gets it into Jada Coleman. Coleman over to Goss in the jump circle. Kira Goss working against Freeman. Drives that lane, nearly traveled. Kicks it back outside to Walker, open for a moment for three. Comes back to Coleman now. Top of the key, they'll try to go to Walker. Walker can't handle the pass. Sherelle Newsom comes up and takes it back. Newsom outside to Goss for three, and this one is short. Goss gets her own rebound, drives in, puts it up and in. Great play by Kira Goss, 11 points for her. Giants up 41-24. And a steal as Nia Clark takes it away from Kendrick. She'll drive in, knock down the shot, and she'll go to the line. So Nia Clark knocks down the basket. She'll drive in and gets that foul against Nichols. That was her first. So Nichols picks up number one against her. 5 new players on the floor for Avon. I don't know if I like this strategy or not. No continuity. And these Lady Orioles haven't even played, they just played over 3 minutes, 3:01, and now you're taking out the entire five. Giants, though, knock down the free throw. Lady Giants and Nia Clark have the lead by 20 now, 44-24. Steal away. We have another steal by Ben Davis, and a little frustration there from Dishman as she pulls that ball away. Jump ball situation there. Coleman and Dishman were tied up, and Dishman really pulled that ball out of their heart, but nobody reacted to it, so that's good. 44-24 your score with 4:50 to play now. Gino is in there, and Gino gets the ball over to Dishman, and we're going to have a foul. This one on Coleman from Ben Davis. Coleman with her second. Avon to inbound, half court, left side, 44-24 your score, 4:46 to play here in the third quarter. Ball is inbounded to Kelsey Dishman. Dishman with it, double teamed, gets the ball off to Francis, who will drive in and knock down the two. So nice play there by Francis, 44-26 your score, Giants lead by 18. Goss will bring it up the floor, cross the timeline. She's going to drive in, kicks it off to Nia Clark for three. It's off the mark. Rebound away to Gino, who tries to go up the floor. Nia Clark steals it away. Gets the ball back to Coleman. Giants on the attack. Down to Newsom. Back to Coleman. Up for two and in. Coleman now, 5 points for her. 46-26. The Giants back out in front by 20. Three-pointer here coming. For Dishman, it's up and it is off the mark. She can't find her shot tonight. Giants, nice play there by DeJounay Walker to tip that ball off of Brooklyn Cardwell and get the possession back for Ben Davis. So Goss will be over there. Nope, check that. Winsey's going to inbound now as Goss will come out. New five in the floor, on the floor again for Avon. So that time they played barely 2 minutes. 3:55. They went in at 4:59. They just played over a minute of action and a new five on the floor for Avon. 46-26 your score. We get those subs as play-by-play resumes. Royston looks inside for Winsey. Winsey couldn't handle the pass, but she tipped it to Coleman, who puts it up and in. 48-26. Giants down by 22. And Avon throws it away. Avon just out of sync tonight. Really has struggled against this Ben Davis team. Lady Giants really amping up the defensive pressure tonight, and Avon just has not responded well. Orioles with the ball. Winsey gets it into Royston. Royston brings it down. It's off to Petty, who drives down the left side of the lane, leaves it for Coleman, And Jada Coleman has scored the last six for Ben Davis. 50-26, the Giants are over the half-century mark. Gino looks around, tries to go down low inside for Shelton, who puts it up, and she tried the reverse layup. It didn't go, but she was fouled. See what's on for Ben Davis. Fouls on Janiyah Petty. Her second. 50-26, your score. Giants by 24. And Shelton will go to the line to shoot two. She was fouled underneath. Officials coming over and explaining something to Coach Lentz. I think he was trying to tell both teams to make sure they check in as they come in. Ben Davis is not really subbed in mass here tonight. They've definitely subbed their share, certainly, but it's been Avon who's been really active with substitutes. In fact, I'm surprised that they're not subbing now. Shelton at the line, puts the first in the air, got it. Second one is also good for her, makes it 50-28. Giants once again leading this one by 22. Royston with it, looking inside for Petty. Petty leaves it for Winsey. Winsey couldn't handle the pass cleanly. She's double-teamed. Gets it out of there. Back to Petty. Petty traveled. No call. Puts it up and in. Janiyah Petty gets away with the travel for 2 points there. Her first field goal of the night. She has 4 points. 52-28. As Rasheed will bring it up court. Rasheed really struggling these last few games. Her struggles continue here tonight against Ben Davis. But she'll be fouled on the far side of the court. Coach Lentz not agreeing with the call. Talking to the official here. It's going to be the second on Darian Royston. So Avon has the ball, and it's once again a turnover. So they throw it away. So really, Avon racking up the turnovers. Ben Davis doing a nice job defensively, but Coach Lentz and the official now making up on the near side. It's fun to watch Coach Lentz work the officials. Usually they're both laughing by the time it's over, although we did see him get a technical at North Central. 52-28, your score, 2.5 to play in this third quarter. Winsey leaves it for Coleman, who's been feeling it. Off to Petty. Petty looking down low. Comes around. Janiyah at the free throw line. We'll find Dejanay Walker. Walker will back it out into the jump circle. Walker's going to drive. Gets it off to Coleman. Coleman loses the handle, tipped out of bounds. It will be Avon basketball. So a nice battle there with Coleman and Castro. This Avon team pretty young. They do have some seniors. Gino, Francis, Prophet, Watson, who we haven't really seen much of, Dishman, all seniors. But they also have a lot of youth, and that is Haley Nichols, a sophomore. Talked about Richards, she's a freshman. Dishman, he said, was a senior. Three-pointer is good for Rasheed on the other end as we were looking at the roster there. 8 points for her. Giants come back the other way. It's Winsey for two, and she drains it. And Bria Winsey, 8 points for her, 54-31. Lady Giants with the lead. Rasheed on the far side has it stolen away. Prophet knocked it out of bounds. Will be Ben Davis basketball. So the Giants 54-31, and now we're going to get a sub into the game for Avon. This is Brianna Francis coming back in. 1:43 to play here in the third quarter. One thing these Orioles like to do is get up and down the floor. They also like to sub, as we said. As Goss is back in for Ben Davis, off to Winsey. Winsey has it tipped away by Gino. She's trying to break her down as she moves to the bucket, takes a euro step, missed the shot. Nichols controls the rebound. Nichols off now to Gino. Gino drives in, ball thrown away. Giants again able to force a turnover. 1:21 to play here. Third quarter action, 54-31. Giants by 23. We're going to get another sub. As Kendrick comes back into the lineup, replacing Gino. Somebody has to take care of these subs because I would not know which end was up right now as much as Havon is substituted in this contest. Kira Goss stepped on the sideline, and good defense there. Nice job by Brooke Shelton forcing that turnover. So The Orioles get one back here right in front of their own bench. They'll get the inbound. Shelton with it. 1:17 to play here. 54-31 your score. Shelton set the inbound. She does get it in. She will find her teammate Francis. Francis throws the ball nearly away. It was last touched by Winsey by Ben Davis. So Shelton again pretty much in the same spot. A inbound right in front of her own bench. Shelton looking in, trying to find Nichols. Does find her now. Nichols tries to go back to Shelton, but it's stolen away by Newsom. Newsom with the basketball. Slows it up for Ben Davis. 1:05 to play here. Third quarter action. Another turnover for the Orioles. It's 54-31. But as I say that, Shelton takes it away from Newsom, and Newsom fouled her hard. Good foul, though, as that will make Shelton earn these from the line. Let's see if they're going to give her shots. Nope. Newsom did make sure the foul was on the floor. So a smart play there by Sherelle Newsom. Not allowing the 2 points there. Shelton inbound underneath her own basket. Gets it in to Nichols, who puts it up and in. Nichols with 2 points to add to her total tonight. She had two at the half. She now has six, and she gets a steal here. Off now to Shelton, or Francis, puts it up and in for two. And a little bit of a run here. It's 54-35, 36 seconds now to play in the third quarter. The Lady Giants with that lead as Winsey drives all the way in. Ball goes to the floor, another jump ball situation, and it's Ben Davis basketball. 27 2/10 remaining here. Both teams getting a little physical. Officials bringing them together, telling teams to let's chill, let's play basketball. 54-35, good officiating there. 19-point lead for Ben Davis. 27 2/10 remaining. Ben Davis is led by as many as 24 in this one. So they will take an advantage in the fourth quarter as Winsey knocks down the shot, but I think she's going to draw a technical foul for a taunt, and that is just not necessary. Coach Lentz is going to get her out of the game quickly as Winsey is going to have to be calmed down a little bit here as Coach Derek Goss goes over there to calm her down. We do have a technical foul. That's going to go against Ambria Winsey. And it will count as her third personal. And at the line for Avon will be Nichols. So Coach Lentz trying to calm her down now on the sidelines, trying to calm Winsey down. I think that was some blowover after that jump ball. But Winsey is on the bench now. Seems to be calming down. First one up and in for Nichols. Second one up and in for Nichols as she gets two free throws. They will also get the basketball here. 56-37 your score. Avon trying to work their way back into this thing as Shelton will inbound on the far side. Shelton gets the ball off to Francis now. Francis is going to drive down. Kicks it back outside to Profit. Profit guarded by Nia Clark. The crowd trying to get their Lady Orioles back in this thing. Nichols with it now. Nichols hands it back to Shelton, who goes back to Nichols for three. It's no good. That'll end the third quarter. With the score, the Lady Giants 56, the Avon Orioles 37. We'll be back with fourth quarter action on Audio Boom right after this.
WBDG thanks Church's Chicken, 7224 West 10th Street, for its support of this WBDG sports broadcast. Church's Chicken is open from 10:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. daily. Church's offers a variety of chicken, fish, wings, and side dishes, as well as snacks, finger foods, and honey butter biscuits. Church's Chicken can be reached at 317-644-0574. WBDG thanks Church's Chicken for its support of this sports broadcast.
This WBDG sports broadcast is made possible by Build Your Future Indiana. 2 million skilled construction jobs are in demand nationwide. This increased demand means job security for those who are certified to work in construction, and 20% of the workforce will retire in the next 5 years. Starting wages for craft professionals range from $17 to $30 per hour. To find out how to go pro in construction, visit indiana.byf.org. indiana.byf.org.
We are back now at Avon High School. Andy Moore Gymnasium, thanks to Church's Chicken on West 10th Street and Indiana Build Your Future Indiana. Giants leading this one 56-37 as we enter the fourth quarter as Rashid looks around, finds Dishman, now back outside, who fires up that three. It's short. Rebound to Coleman. Coleman now off to Newsom. Giants will walk it up here. They can afford to be a little patient here. They lead 56-37 as Clark has the ball. Wide open for three. Nia Clark wanted it. She missed it. Petty gets the rebound. Down low to Coleman, and we're going to have a foul inside against Avon. That's going to go on Shelton. I have it as their first. We'll see if the scoreboard agrees, and they do. Giants will inbound underneath their own basket. Right side. On the baseline. Gets it in to Petty. Petty was left absolutely unguarded. She knocks down the 2 points. Lady Giants take now a 58-37 lead as the lead goes back over 20 to 21. Newsom guarding Shelton. Go inside to Nichols. Nichols guarded by Coleman. She spins around. Back out to Shelton. Round to Rashid. Bounce pass inside to Dishman, who goes to the floor. The Giants get the steal. Nia Clark coming up with it. Clark tried to throw it away, and she traveled. She was trying to get that pass across court to Coleman, but she definitely traveled with the basketball there. 58-37, your score, 6:53 to play here in the fourth. Nichols gets the ball. Inbounded to Rashid. Rashid dribbles around, gives it to Shelton. Down low inside to Nichols. Shot blocked by Coleman. Nichols saves it. Kick it around, top of the key. Rashid missed the three. Nichols gets a rebound. Back to Rashid. Bounce pass down low to Dishman. Gets it up and in. So Dishman with her first two of the night. 58-39, 19-point lead for Ben Davis. 6:24 to play here in this one as Goss has it. Goss guarded right at the timeline by the Orioles. Giants trying to break down this defense. They go inside. It's stolen away by Richard. But the Giants doing a nice job, tipping it out of bounds. Newsom does. Royston and Walker return for Ben Davis as Clark and Coleman go out. Avon trying to get back in this thing. They have 6 minutes and 12 seconds to do it. They trail 58-39. Giants have been all over Avon from the start as Newsom brings it up, Shelton brings it up court, guarded by Newsom. Goes back to Rashid. Rashid with it, drives in, and she'll be fouled. So Rashid to go to the line. Foul is on Walker, Ben Davis. Dejanay Walker picking up the personal. So Dejanay Walker with that first personal foul as Rashid steps to the line. Rashid, a good foul shooter on the season, makes the first one. She's been held under 10 points her last few games. She has 9 right now. There's one more coming. We'll see if she can knock this one down. Puts it in the air, drops it through. Lead is 58-41 for Ben Davis. Dejanay Walker will bring it up court. Walker with it. Tried to go to Newsom. She couldn't handle the pass. So Avon with another opportunity here to try to get back into this thing. And they once again will do some mass substitutions. So we'll get them as play resumes. And it does. As Nichols has the basketball, tries to go down to Richard, has it stolen away by Petty. Giants get another turnover from Avon. Off to Goss. Goss with it now. Cross courts it over to Newsom for three. This one is off the mark. Rebound away to Avon. Quickly up to Rashid, who puts it in the air and no good. She'll have two shots coming up. We'll see who the foul's on here for Ben Davis. Foul's on Newsom. That is her second foul. So at the line will be Rashid. Zakiya Rashid puts the first in the air. Missed it. Her first miss of the night. 58-41 your score. She'll have one more. puts it in the air. This one is up and good. So she now has in, she's in double digits, 58-42 is your score. That Avon Orioles team draws a little closer, and we have a foul coming here as Francis took out the knees of Kira Goss. Nothing intentional there. She just kind of slid in there and took out Goss. Again, not intentional, but Newsom will inbound on the foul line or on the baseline. Newsom set to get it in. Newsom having trouble, finally does get it into Royston. Royston has the ball, leaves it for Goss. Goss is going to work the point now. She'll back it out into the timeline. And she'll be fouled by Rasheed. 58-42 is your score right now. Giants with the lead over Avon. And we have a whistle and a foul again from Avon. See who this foul's on. It's going to be a one-and-one situation. Foul now. That one will be whistled against Francis. So that'll put Kira Goss at the line and new five in for Avon. I tell you, again, they like to substitute. At the line for the Lady Giants is Goss, puts it up. The first one is good. Kira Goss having a nice night. Makes the score 59-42. She makes the first. So Goss with her 13th point. Second one is up and good as well. 60-42, Lady Giants with the lead over Avon. 5:12 to play here in the fourth. Shelton will bring it up court. Leaves it for Nichols. Nichols knocks it in. 14 for her. 60-44 as Avon is a speck in the rear view mirror right now. They're still in this contest. Royston with it. Fires the shot from the elbow. Good. Darren Royston, her first two of the night. 62-44, Giants by 18. Rasheed with it. It's ball over to Dishman. Dishman dribbles around, gives it back to Rasheed. Rasheed will fire up the three, and it's good. She's starting to warm up. 62-47, Lady Giants with the lead. 15 points ahead of Avon. Newsom missed the shot in transition. Richard comes down with the rebound, and Petty's going to force the jump ball. And it'll be Ben Davis' ball. Giants are going to get Newsom, or check that. Newsom's going to leave the contest, and Petty out. Also Goss, that's going to bring in Winzie, Coleman, and Clark, and we're going to get a timeout, Ben Davis. We'll see what it is. It's going to be a full timeout. We'll take one with him at the Andy Moore Gymnasium. At the Andy Moore Gymnasium, the Lady Giants 62, Avon 47. We'll be back. Finish this one up. 4:23 to play on the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
WBDG thanks Church's Chicken, 7224 West 10th Street, for its support of this WBDG sports broadcast. Church's Chicken is open from 10:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. daily. Church's offers a variety of chicken, fish, wings, and side dishes, as well as snacks, finger foods, and honey butter biscuits. Church's Chicken can be reached at 317-644-0574. WBDG thanks Church's Chicken for its support of this sports broadcast.
This WBDG sports broadcast is made possible by Build Your Future Indiana. 2 million skilled construction jobs are in demand nationwide. This increased demand means job security for those who are certified to work in construction, and 20% of the workforce will retire in the next 5 years. Starting wages for craft professionals range from $17 to $30 per hour. To find out how to go pro in construction, visit indiana.byf.org. indiana.byf.org.
Back at the Andy Moore Gymnasium, Lady Giants 62-47 leaders over the Avon Orioles. Orioles now on the defense. Giants have the basketball. Darian Royston now heating up for Ben Davis. She knocks down her fourth point. 64-47 as Nichols beats the defense down, puts up the shot, knocks it down. So Nichols with another 2 points. She'll go to the line to shoot one more. I think Coleman will be whistled for the foul. That is on Coleman, her third. 4:09 to play. Avon working their way back in this thing. If Nichols able to hit this, they'll be down 14. So Nichols dribbles, puts it in the air. Good. Lady Giants with now the 64-50 lead. 4:09 to play in the contest. Mia Clark, Ambria Winsey, Royston, Coleman, and Dejanay Walker on the floor for Ben Davis. It'll be up to them to try to maintain this lead. Royston with it, stops and shoots the shot short. Does not follow her own rebound, and Avon able to come away with it. Kendrick with it. Tries to go inside. It's kicked away by Winsey. So Avon retains the possession. They'll inbound on the baseline. And that will bring Rashid back in for Avon. Placing Nichols. Shelton inbound on the baseline. Right side. Gets the ball in to Richard. Off the Dishman now. It's back to Rashid for three. It's short. Shelton gets the rebound. Shelton looking around. He's back outside to Rashid. Rashid's going to drive in. Leaves it now for Dishman. Rashid now has it again. She's double teamed. Royston gets the steal. Royston comes in, puts up the shot, and knocks it down. Darian Royston got away with a carry. Pretty clear on that one. Giants get another steal as Royston comes up with it. Royston looking around. She's double teamed. Gets it off to Coleman. Coleman bounces it over to Nia Clark. Finding Royston again inside. Basket is good. Royston will go to the line to shoot one. We'll see who the foul is on for Avon. Foul is on Francis. That is number four on her. So back into the lineup for Avon comes Gino and Castro. 68-50. The Lady Giants back out to an 18-point lead, 3:11 to play. The line for Ben Davis will be Darian Royston. Royston dribbles. Put it in the air. Up and good. Rolls around and goes in finally for Royston. Royston now with 9 points all here in this fourth quarter. Lady Giants leading 69-50 with 3:11 to play. Gino bring it up now for Avon. Gets it off to Castro. Castro looking inside. Stolen away by Winsey. Giants. Nia Clark nearly came up with it. Nia Clark does come up with it. Gives it to Goss. What a play by Nia Clark on the floor with her face pretty much on the floor. Just threw the ball up in the air. And Goss caught it. What a play, and she'll be fouled. So at the line, as Kendrick picks up the foul, will be Goss. Giants have a chance to break the 70-point barrier. First one in the air, good for Goss. 70-50 now. So Avon got that lead down to 13, and now it's back up to 20. As we'll see Nichols come back in. Also returning is Richard. Not seeing much of Freeman in this second half. She had a very good first half. In fact, she led all scorers for Avon with 8 points. Second one in the air, it's no good. Ball tipped out of bounds. It'll be Ben Davis's ball. So they retain possession. Winsey had the ball in her hands, had it tipped away by Avon. So they were trying to take it away from her. 2:49 to play. It's a 20-point Ben Davis lead, 70-50 as Newsom. Inbound to Clark. Nia Clark with the basketball near the jump circle. Ben Davis is going to run some clock here with the 20-point lead. Avon will let them, and right now the Orioles show no signs of really pressuring Ben Davis, so the Giants content to just throw the ball around. Clark now, top of the key, back to Newsom. Round to Petty. Petty goes to Winsey. Now the defense comes up and gets Winsey. Off to Clark, top of the key. We'll flip it around. Winsey again. Inside to Petty. Back outside for three to Goss, and it's good. Goss is having herself a game tonight. 2:03 to play. Giants lead 73-50 over Avon. Orioles bringing it up court. It is Dishman. Dishman dribbles in. Going to get a foul. See what's on here. Probably Goss, but we'll see. Going to get Kira Goss with the foul, her third. Lady Giants leading in this one. Have an excellent opportunity here to get a victory. At the line for Avon will be Dishman. Missed the shot. Three new players for Avon. Nia Clark in. Going to see Nyree Williams come in. We're also going to see Alexis Smith come in. Check that. It's Brianna Jones, not Nia Clark. Into the contest, Nia comes out. Bring Micah Jett into the lineup. Giants getting their starters out with 1:51 to play and 23-point lead. At the line again is Dishman. Missed that first one, has one more coming. Puts it in the air, this one is good. Giants will come back on the attack as Nyree Williams throws the ball out of bounds. It was intended for Alexis Smith. 73-51 your score, 1:50 to play now in the contest. Now Freeman comes in for Avon. So, pretty odd night here, got to say. I've not seen this much substitution play in a long time. Gino drives in, has her shot swatted away, but she was fouled. With 1:45 to play, 0-0, Brianna Jones picks up the foul. Lady Giants are going to get the win, 73-51 right now. They lead by 22 at the line as Gino puts the first in the air and drops it through. 73-52. One more coming for Gino. As she dribbles, spins the ball, puts it in the air, and drops it through. First 2 points of the night for her. 73-53, your score. Giants with the basketball. It's Brianna Jones. Gets it off to Jett. Back top of the key, they'll go to Alexis Smith. Off to Petty. Petty did start this contest. Back to Jones. Jones drives the lane, gives it off to Williams. Ball knocked out of bounds. It was last touched by Avon. Darian Royston will come in, replacing Janaya Petty. With 1:24 to play, it's 73-50. Three. The Lady Giants by 20. Gotta say, it's been a very interesting night here at Avon. Had the little children of Avon running around all around us tonight. Kind of neat to see the way this gym is constructed. Brianna Jones drives in, has it blocked away by Freeman. Jones will put it up again. This one was blocked. That is Nyree Williams missing the shot. As this one was blocked away, now a jump ball on the floor. Possession arrow to Avon. And again, a little, I don't want to call that chippiness after the play, but definitely some physicality there on the floor by both squads. 73-53 your score, 1:05 to play. As the ball will be inbounded by Avon to Gino from Francis. Gino now. This ball out to Savannah Prophet, who's going to drive in, puts up the shot. It's no good. Rebound to Williams for Ben Davis and another jump ball. Possession arrow points to Ben Davis. Had more of those tonight than we've had all season, I think. Lots of jump balls. Lots of physicality. Bottom line is, Lady Giants are going to get the victory here tonight. Alexis Smith down to Brianna Jones, who puts it up and in. Brianna Jones with her first two of the night. Ben Davis, 75. Avon, 53. Francis with it now. Dribbles around. Backs it up into the jump circle off the Prophet. Prophet looks inside for Freeman, puts it up. She missed the shot, gets her own rebound, and puts it through. Her first two of the second half, 10 points for her. 75-55, Giants by 20. Brianna Jones is back around to Alexis Smith, off to Royston. 13 seconds left, off to Smith. Smith with it now. Smith, guarded by Gino. Spin move, hits it to Francis. 1 second now. That'll end this one. Final score, 75-55. The Lady Giants get their 13th win of the season to move to 13 and 6 on the season. Avon will fall to 12-8. Lady Giants get the victory tonight. Lady Giants led this evening in scoring by Kira Goss unofficially with, 17 points unofficially, 16 for Nia Clark, 10 points for Ambria Winsey. So the Giants get a nice victory again tonight. They will be back in action on Saturday taking on the Center Grove Trojans. That game will hit you at 1:30 on Giant 90.9. And we're still looking for the crew on that one, or else I would tell you who it is. But we appreciate you hanging with us here on Audio Boom and trying this experiment. Giants get the victory 75-55. This has been the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
This has been a presentation of the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.